My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Special, special, special hello to anybody who is on their way right now. We would love to hear from you. What a way to pass the time as you sit on Tasman or wherever you may be, driving down to this unbelievable party, because it is already jumping. If you're on your way, give us a call. We don't even care what the hell you want to talk about Niners related. Do it. Express your excitement. Give us the breakdown of the game. Talk about week one action from yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number. We are here. It is 80 degrees, and everything on this property and in this area looks exactly as I imagined it would.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of red and gold and some black jerseys as well, and it's Niner fans as far as the eye can see. And we do have some Jets in here.
Oh, yeah.
I see Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner,
actually, who it looks like he's wearing pajamas on the bottom, which is okay, Sauce.
It's a look.
Yeah, when you're Sauce Gardner, you can do whatever you want, but the fans are coming out, and if you're on your way right now, you're probably late, but you know, go ahead and pack your patience and you eventually will make it in.
Well, I tell you what, we're at the stage of the game where the Jets jerseys don't bother you yet. You know what I mean? Like, everybody, I see it here at the bar at the Hilton. We're looking at it at the tailgate out here in the parking lot. Everybody's still being very, very nice to each other. I don't want to bring anything down, but I certainly hope that continues into the stadium. The most played out thing in all of sports is watching all of these fights break out all over the stadiums, all over the country. That Raiders Chargers game, you've got to be kidding me. What were there, 8 of them or whatever? I have no interest in going on social media tonight and seeing any of the fights from Levi's Stadium. So that's another thing I wanted to get out of the way. If you're coming to the game tonight, you know, have fun. But good God, keep your fists to your damn self.
Well, when in doubt, go ahead and, you know, flip someone off and throw some hands.
Please don't.
Throw hands.
Are you kidding me right now?
You know I'm dead serious. All right, Goo, I'll see you inside.
See you, boys.
You know I'm kidding, but it's inevitable. And I do know that there is a certain amount of frustration already. And so, folks, if you're coming in and you're finding things to be a little bit slower than normal, be patient. You'll get in. It's a whole new world in the parking lot.
It's fine.
Everything is going a lot slower than it used to.
If you had tickets to this game, you've been getting emails for about 4 days now that tell you, leave now.
Right.
Leave now. So this is not surprising everybody. Everybody I've run into so far is in a complete celebration sensation type of a mood.
Yeah.
We're here. I mean...
Cha-ching!
Sterling.
This is what we've been waiting for, and the day is sparkling and perfect. And I certainly hope, and you know, to the point that you're making, yeah, just wrap your head around it. It's going to take a minute to get here and get where you want to go. If you just go in with that expectation, you're going to be fine. This is going to be a wonderful, wonderful night in Santa Clara.
Yeah, of course. And it's the crowning moment of what we've all been waiting for the better part of 6 months, which is week one in the NFL. And, you know, all the magic of yesterday, and the Thursday game was awesome, and the Friday game was fantastic, other than, you know, the terrible late injury to Jordan Love, where looks like he's going to be out 3 to 6. And, you know, I thought it was going to be a high ankle. It turned out to be the MCL, which is not much better
in terms of him returning
to play. But here we are, the end of week one, and this is what we all wait for. We wait all summer, and yes, we grind through every pitching change and every pop fly to short, which is no longer routine. And, you know,
to short are fine. It's pop to second. Everybody run and go get it. Marco doesn't have a club. That'll be the end of our baseball segment here on 95.7 The Game. But anyway, Willard and Dibs, we are live on the scene at the Hilton. You know the story. This tailgate is unlike anything else. I was actually calling the kids when I arrived, and the first thing they said to me was, "Dad, where are you?" And I'm like, you know where I'm at. I'm at the Niner game, but it was so loud because the DJ is just bumping out there. The energy is great. So we hope that you'll join us. I think both of us have a lot to say, obviously, as we get this thing started, but we really want to defer to you. It's your day. The fans in the Bay Area, I feel like this has been a long wait because it's not just about the 49ers. It's about being a Bay Area sports fan, and with the Warriors missing the playoffs and the Giants being as drab as they are, this is a hell of a day. This is a day where something, I feel like something you can count on, is being rebirthed. And that's kind of what I woke up feeling today.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, because I mean, the Warriors, we know what we can count on, and we can count on Steph Curry making threes and being exciting. We can count on Draymond Green being volatile and being, you know, an unbelievable two-way player, but we can't count on them being a championship team anymore, which is fine. They've done enough for us. Unfortunately, we can count on the baseball team being what they've been.
Wow.
Which, again,
something you want to count on. How about that?
No, totally.
Yeah.
I'm with you, but like, as far as things you can count on, this is the thing.
This is it.
You look around the parking lot, and I can go left to right, and you could talk about Bosa, McCaffrey, and Warner, and Debo, and Ayuk, and Purdy, and Kittle. And I mean, all you have to do, Mark, is look outside from window to window, and you can see 8 different jerseys that are on display, and you can realize, yeah, they have that many good players. Like, even the people who are in Montana and Jerry Rice, that's fine. We appreciate the legends, but you go all the way across the lot, and you see player after player after player that you know is going to be great. You know, if healthy, is going to shine tonight. And so you get excited about a Jets game and a Monday Night Football outing.
Let's ride. Let's ride. Look at the dancing. Now, see, look, we got Jets fans and Niner fans dancing together out here. They're dancing together.
That's Debo and Curtis Martin.
That's what I want to see.
I didn't even know they knew each other.
I want a Niner victory and some damn kumbaya. Like, it's okay. Don't need to start punching each other.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. Look at this beautiful.
Sure.
This is beautiful. We got Giants. I mean, we got Niners dancing with Jets. We got Black dancing with White. This is beautiful out here.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
All right. Hey, is it Alexander and Morgan Hill? Will you lead us off? 888-957-9570. On the way to the game, wherever you are, we don't even care what you want to talk about Niners related. Let's talk about it. Alexander, thanks for calling Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great, man. What's good?
Okay, so I just wanted to talk about how I think how the game is gonna go, and how I think the Niners are gonna play tonight, and how they can get a good win against New York.
Hear it. What are the keys?
All right, so I think a big key is putting pressure on Aaron Rodgers, because he's not very of a mobile quarterback. And I think putting good pressure on him is going to affect them a lot if they can't get the ball off. I think Bosa and Javon Hargrave.
Whoop. Did we lose him?
I think so.
Yeah, I might have lost him. Well, cell service is going to be wonky in a situation like this increasingly. But Fair point, made right out of the gate. It's where my mind is first as well. I know, you know, I don't want to get too far into, like, X's and O's and keys to the game,
yeah, yeah.
But if the 49ers pass rush is on point tonight, that's where I would point first. If you asked me as a Niner fan, what's one thing that you could see be really effective tonight, I would point to the pass rush.
And I would say that could be the case for the entire year, because we do know that they have had some defensive line changes this year, and you've had new players come in. Eric Armstead, we saw him play yesterday in Jacksonville, so you've had a whole bunch of changes come in, and I do think that the D-line in general is going to be a big key, because then it takes the pressure off your linebacking core, and you don't have Drake Greenlaw for the better part of the early season, and then you got a secondary where you're going to be playing a lot of nickels, so the more you can rush the passer, the better you're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, it's been a staple of Kyle Shanahan's teams since he took over, which is that they want to go kind of front to back as opposed to back to front on the defensive side. I'll never forget when Kyle Shanahan was here the first year and they had whatever it was, two interceptions for the entire year, and then pretty much the exact same secondary had a great year the following year, and it was because they added Nick Bosa to the team. And their pass rush created a good secondary. And what's really exciting this year is if they can get that pass rush going, I actually think from a personnel standpoint, this might be the deepest this defensive backfield has ever been in the Kyle Shanahan era.
Agreed. And you know, you're going to look at Isaac Yiadom, who's going to come in and start when they go to the nickel package. He'll be the outside corner, and you'll move Demo into the slot. And so I do think as you start to get further down the depth chart, even in the D-line, I think that you're going to be a deeper group than you were last year. And that's where I think the big change for this defense, we haven't talked a lot about it, and Nick Bosa, everyone wants to criticize him for last year having a quiet year, which I don't think was as bad as many people are saying, and you bring him in, and you've got Floyd now, and you've got other people in the front, and you've got a good secondary. I think this defense is poised to be better than they were last year.
888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs at the Hilton in Santa Clara. The tailgate is popping. The game is getting close. It is exactly 3 hours from now. The 49ers season is going to open. We're taking your calls. Ryan and Irvine next up, and apparently Ryan is right here on the grounds at the Hilton. What's good, Ryan? What are you doing?
Hey, what's up, boys? Hey, excited for tonight. I had a random story this morning. My wife and I, we walked down to Michaela's for breakfast. It's a little breakfast spot right down the street. And in walks Malik Mustafa with his family. He had like probably 8 or 9 of his family members with him. And it was just, I don't know, it was pretty cool. It was pretty funny, actually, because I whispered to my wife, hey, that's Malik Mustafa. She's like, who's that? I'm like, he's going to be good for the Niners. Just trust me. So, but his sister like heard me whisper that to my wife, and his sister looked at me and was like, yeah, no, it is him. It's him. It was pretty funny. But, no, it just made me think, like, what an exciting day for him, for his whole family. And he's probably dreamed this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
His wife, and it's here today. A big moment for us as fans, but these players, I mean, I think they're pretty good.
Yeah, Ryan, your cell phone's popping a little
Ryan.
We got
good
the story.
Yeah.
It's a great story. I want to know how many Niner fans would have been able to recognize Malik Mustafa. Did he have his jersey on or something?
I wonder, yeah.
He came in for breakfast. Who the hell
like
would
a high
recognize
school kid where you wear your jersey to school, right?
He's got his Letterman jacket on. Hey, how many stars? Yeah, there's only one. I'm a rookie. Yeah, Malik Mustafa walks in to a breakfast place and a Niner fan already recognizes him.
Yeah.
That's probably as fun for Malik as it was for Ryan.
Exactly. And Malik's with his whole family, 9 people going to breakfast, and that's awesome. And, you know, you do what you do, you get ready for game day. And I wonder what it's like for a rookie like that, where you spent all day yesterday, you know, going over film and getting ready for your game, but also watching everyone else, every other rookie gets to play. And then finally you get to Monday night, and now you get to make your debut against Aaron Rodgers. Wow.
Did you see any rookies yesterday that caught your eye?
I'd have to look back at it. I didn't really catch. I mean, I was kind of like you on the Red Zone channel.
Yeah.
You know, watching the fantasy.
I mean, I
watching
saw
the picks.
I saw Marvin Harrison Jr. by himself 30 yards down the field, and Kyler didn't even see him. I saw him get one catch for 4 yards.
I went up against Roma Dunze. Grady had him on his bench, and not much from Roma Dunze.
Well, Caleb Williams hit no one, so that didn't go well. I saw Malik Nabers already shrugging his shoulders in the locker room like, I don't call the plays.
Exactly.
I don't know what you want from me out there. Jaden Daniels would be my answer. You know, like it, nothing's going to be a completed product or anything even close, but I thought Jaden Daniels had little shades of Lamar Jackson with the way he moves, his size, his speed. I thought that was an interesting player yesterday, the quarterback for the Commanders.
Interesting, but I just wonder how long that's going to last, because he didn't really look to throw. He got back to his back foot, and it was, how do I run and how do I get out of here? And I will say, I watched a lot of Brian Robinson. I have him on my bench this week, and he's an interesting player for that team in the run game.
And, no doubt.
But I didn't see a ton of Jaden looking to actually throw the ball. It was a lot of just, how do I make a play running the football? But a lot of that's the rookie quarterback.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute. But yes, if you drafted Terry McLaurin on your fantasy team,
you're probably pissed.
Sorry, that's not going to work this year. But anyway, back to the San Francisco 49ers. I think this would be an interesting place to kind of start and continue our discussion with a lot of Niner fans on their way into the game. And we brought it up during the crossover, which was ESPN sort of referring to this almost like a last dance. One last shot at a Super Bowl for this group. And depending on how you read that, you could be offended by it, or you could sort of welcome it in, because I am not one to believe that suddenly the Niners Super Bowl opportunities are over after this year. I don't even know if some of the roster things that we're being told are going to happen are actually going to happen. I know you can't, quote, just keep them together forever, but if you're going to restructure Deebo Samuel's deal, I have a hard time believing that you're going to just cut him at the end of the year. That seems unlikely to me. So maybe there'll be surprises there, number one. And maybe it will be more than 1 year. But there's another way to look at it. Doesn't necessarily mean the window's closing. But what about these players? How important is it to you, the 49er fan, that an actual Super Bowl ring happens for these players? Not for you, the fan.
Right, right.
But what about George and Fred and Deebo and Trent and those players who clearly only have, who knows, 1 to 3 maybe years left?
Yes, but I wonder what the fans would say, because if I guaranteed you a Super Bowl in 8 years, as opposed to maybe over the next 3 to 5, would you take the guaranteed in eight? I think the answer would be yes, because you would get one as a fan. And yes, as a fan, you would love to have one for George and Debo and Trent and Brandon and Kyle and whatever. The rest of it, Juszczyk, not Shanahan.
Yep.
I do think that that is a thing, but at the same time, I think a fan would rather have one for themselves as opposed to one for them.
I'm not going to disagree that the fan is going to think of themselves first, but I can only speak for me. It matters to me. I would be beyond bummed if George Kittle and Fred Warner and Debo Samuel do not get a ring in a Niners uniform. I would be tremendously bummed.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.